Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
I'm a huge dork. Listen to this. When we had MC Hammer on the show, I was like a 12-year-old all over again. Hammer!
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
This is the coolest thing ever. We're talking to Hammer.
All right. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you referred to now as MC Hammer? Are we back to Hammer? Or where are we at now?
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer Cougar Mellencamp.
Man, it is good to talk to you.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Wow. There are so many questions I guess we can start with. Is it painful to sit back and write about your life? Because there were so many highs and so many lows.
As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. There's so many highs and only one low. It's the opposite. And that's what's great about the movie. The movie allows the reality of what life is. Life is not one moment. Your life is made up of many moments put together that equals life. But from a sensationalism, standpoint, it's easier to focus on one point because, again, it sells better. But life, I was born many years ago and began my life in East Oakland in humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. And from there, have gone on to see the world, been around the world 9 or 10 times, played in front of millions of people, collected numerous awards from Grammys to American Music Awards to Moon Men to you name it. So absolutely, it's been a great life.
Now, Hammer, Bert has been asking, he's like, I got to ask MC Hammer how he spent the money.
The reality is, I had a payroll of $800,000 a month, over 200 employees, and the real fact of the matter is if very simple math, $800,000 a month for over 36 months puts a big dent on anybody's fortune. But it was a conscious decision that I made by nobody's stretch of anybody's imagination. Do I not have the ability to calculate my math? It was a conscious decision. I had many employees from my community, and I wanted to give them to work. And I made that decision. I lived by it, and here I am. No problem at all.
Were these people that were really helping MC Hammer out, though, or were these people you were just taking care of?
Well, I was taking care of them, but it was at the end of the day, it was it was my dream. So I wanted to see middle class African Americans from my community, and I was making a whole lot of money, and I wanted to be a part of facilitating that dream. I always said if I make it, that I would help others out. Money, I didn't make money. I didn't start this this business or being an artist to make money. I became an artist because I knew I had a talent.
Do you think the legacy that you're going to leave, and this is a hard question to ask, and don't get mad at me. But let me ask you a hard question. Is the legacy that you're leaving, is it going to be that you were so big or that you lost all that money?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to people who are unaccomplished in their own lives and never reached certain goals that they have for themselves, then they'll focus on, man, if I had what Hammer had, I would have done it this way. So I'm excited about the legacy that will be left behind. And, nothing that, one moment will never take away my talent.
So I'm curious if, okay, let's just say that you get successful again monetarily like you did before. Will you hire as many people as you did before? Will you make? Will you do that again?
In another fashion. Today we understand, and I'll say I, and again, shoulder that responsibility. Today I understand that there are other ways to be a philanthropist. You can utilize parts of your own, and then you have, you know, nonprofits, and you have corporations that will participate, and then you have actually government programs that are set up, if you know how to access them, to help your community. So certainly, if it's not direct employment, I will still be doing things to help my community. That is my calling, and again, one bump in the road does not change that.
You know, obviously you're a pioneer, you know, and you help bring rap mainstream, and you were part of all that, but does it, like, when you're watching TV now and you see, like, I'm trying to think of a rap artist before MC Hammer who was up on stage with, like, a huge church choir, you know, backing him up, and now you mm-hmm. see Puffy's doing that.
Well,
and
Puffy is MC Hammer from the year 2001.
I mean,
it's your act, isn't it?
Well, I definitely can, you know, see the influence, you know, that I have on Puffy and others, and that's always flattering. But at the end of the day, I'm me, you know, and again, I'm walking around with a 31-inch waist and 4% body fat. So when you see me do my thing, you'll see that it's flattering to have others who do parts of my act, but MC Hammer is MC Hammer at the end of the day.
So like Sean Puffy, though, and like J-Lo, you know, they started clothing lines, and you're coming out with Jay Slick. That's your new clothing line.
Well, you know, again, I've been affecting fashion for quite a while. From the very,
right.
the first time with the baggy pants and all that, it actually ended up affecting all fashion, and they end up wearing, you know, as the kids wear today, nothing but baggy clothing. And so to diversify into fashion is a natural thing. Most performers are creative. They like to, you know, they like to create their own wardrobe. So it's just, again, another byproduct of what we do.
Wow,
oh, nice.
MC Hammer, this was so great talking to you. Thanks for joining us, man.
Well, thank you. God bless you guys. Take care.
Take care. Bye now.
The Burt Show.
You want to believe that your car is completely safe once you drop it off with the valet, right? Tommy proved to us one morning that that's not the case. First, we need to check in with T. Hey, dude.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's up?
All right, let me reset this. Over the weekend, Jeff and I met in the Virginia Highlands. He was with Jessica, and they drove down in their car. And Stacy and I went down in ours, and we met at a restaurant. They had their car valeted. Stacy and I, we had our car valeted. And the plan was for Stacy and Jessica, after lunch, to go shopping over to Lenox Mall. They were going to drive over there, and Jeff and I were going to go back up into Midtown. So Stacy and Jessica take off and take the car, and then when Jeff and I go out to my car, mm-hmm. Stacy still had my valet ticket. So I go up to dude, and I'm like, I told him what the story was. And he just points at which one's your car? And I pointed to my Wrangler, and he said, okay, see ya, bye-bye, here's your car. Gave him the $3, and we took off. So we wanted to test the theory this weekend, if that was just a fluke, or if that's how valets really handle it. Is it really safe to have your car at a valet?
Because technically, you could have pointed out the Porsche or the Range Rover.
And he maybe would have given me those cars.
Right.
Maybe just because it was a beat-up Wrangler, he said, go ahead and take it.
Yeah, just
get it out of our line. You're making the other cars look like crap. So we sent Tommy to a hotel this morning to try the same thing, and he got denied the first time. So we wanted to make sure that wasn't a fluke. So as a public service, we sent him to another hotel, and he's there right now. Hey, dude.
Yeah, man, what's up?
So you've scoped out the parking lot, and you have your eyes on one car that you can give the valet a description to.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I just know what kind it is.
All right.
All right, and don't forget, you're not a guest at the hotel.
Yeah.
Hey, I've lost my ticket. It's a Toyota Corolla.
Okay,
speak to the cashier. Okay. I'm not a guest. I just met somebody here, and I think they've actually got it. Just talk to the lady at the desk.
Okay. Yeah, they're doing the exact same thing as last time. They're sending me to, like, a security desk.
Okay. I got a feeling you'll get this one.
Really?
Okay. Yep.
No, I don't think so. Hold on a second. I got to go back in the hotel room.
It's pretty nice, right? This is a pretty nice hotel.
Yeah, Tommy,
nice.
Show him some leg.
Hey.
Yeah, do the Oscar.
I have lost my ticket. I'm not a guest here. I was meeting somebody. It's a Toyota Corolla. Yeah, I think I was meeting somebody here, and I think they've actually got it. I wrote a phone number on it, and I think I gave it to my buddy that I was meeting in the lobby. Yeah, it's a Toyota Corolla. No, I'm not a guest. I don't have a room number at all. And I'm not real sure what his room number was either. He's already left.
She's looking in a book.
All right.
looking.
Protocol.
She's looking up but, Toyota Corolla.
I'm sure nowhere on that protocol does it say, okay, just give him the car.
He's going to get it. I feel like he's going to get it.
Yeah, okay. No way.
Yeah. I feel like
yeah, I should be there within the hour, hopefully.
No way.
There, she's on the phone right now calling somebody.
911.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
911.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wonder if we try this. We should try this the next time, not at a hotel.
Well, who has valet? Yeah.
At a restaurant.
Well, that's what I said. I think that he'd have better luck getting a car at a restaurant.
Thank you very much.
At 9 o'clock, what's still that? Open.
Should I just meet him out here?
Wait.
Did you get the car?
Hold on. Yeah, he's actually coming right here. Another guy is. Hey, I lost my ticket. It's a Toyota Corolla. Yeah, it's a black Toyota Corolla. Yeah, here we go.
You getting the car?
He's giving it to you?
I think so.
Take the car and go.
No, don't.
Yeah, no, take the car.
Take the car and go.
Where do you want to go? Yeah, I am.
It's I don't know. Just have him drive it around.
It's stealing.
Just drive it around the block and give it back.
No, what I'm going to do, I'm going to drive it around. I'm going to pull it back and just drop it off.
Okay.
I guess I'll act like I'm valeting it again until I forgot something.
Just re-valet it. And then the other guy will come out with the ticket. Yeah. He won't be able to find his car. Oh, that's comedy.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. What he's doing is getting the keys right now, and he is walking. He's walking out the door to go get the car, and I am going to follow him out here. And I cannot believe.
I want you to get in the car and beep the horn a couple times.
Okay. He's running to the car right now.
No way! Yay! No way!
Oh, I don't believe it.
Oh my God. I've never committed this crime.
Grand Theft Auto.
I think this is joyriding.
Yeah, this is joyriding.
I don't even think you should take it out of the parking lot. I think you should just go right up, because we've proved the point. You don't need to take it anywhere. Or just start it and then go, oh, you know what?
Beep the horn a couple times.
Yeah, just beep the horn a couple of times and then go back.
No. Just drive it around somewhere.
That's illegal.
Bring it back to the station and take a picture.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then drive it back, yeah.
That is illegal.
Grand Theft Auto.
You can do that if you want, but I'm not backing you when the cops come and get you.
Oh, yes, you are. This wasn't my idea.
Is he bringing the car up?
No,
he hadn't drove up yet. I think he's got to go a good ways to get it.
Oh, my God.
This is so cool.
Yeah, he's going to get it, yeah. Yeah. How much do I have to pay?
What time are you
paying? Yeah, it wasn't probably about 30 minutes ago, yeah.
He's not going to have any money.
No, he won't.
Oh, okay, just talk to her. Okay, thank you. I don't really know what he just gave me, but he gave me a parking pass. He's going to talk to somebody else. I'm not going to go in there and talk to him.
Just get the car and get in.
Get the cash. Unreal.
Here's what I want him to do. Tell me if you're okay.
How much do I need to pay? $8. Okay, I'll pay $8. Sure, no problem.
$8 for a brand new what?
Toyota Corolla.
You paid $2 too much.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I don't know anything about a Corolla.
Hey, do what now? Hey, you there?
Yeah,
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to pay this lady some money.
Okay, you got $8 on you?
Yeah, I've got it.
Jeff will pick that up once you get back.
That's a miracle. Yeah. I'll only pick him up if you let him do what my suggestion is about to be.
You want what?
I want him to drive the car away from the hotel, turn the radio all the way up, turn the wipers on, turn the hazards on, the turn signal, adjust the seat, fix the mirrors, screw them up, pop the trunk, then bring the car back, shut it off, and go. I have to run back in.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Hold on one second. I should be there within the hour. He just pulled it up. But thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Did you hear this crash?
He's getting a receipt.
All right, here I go.
Honk the horn.
No way. Honk the horn. So you prove it.
Thank you very much, buddy. I really appreciate that.
Honk the horn.
Hold on. I'm getting in right now.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay, go.
All right, I just put it in drive. I just stole the car.
Grand Theft Auto. That is great.
I don't believe it. All right,
I think I just found me a new job.
now bring it right back.
Turn on the hazards.
Do all the stuff you're going to do to the car, then bring it right back. I don't want you driving that thing.
Let me beat the horn here.
I don't believe.
Just have him drive it around the block. How many miles do you think you can put on it in an hour before he brings it
back? No. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany.
If he drives it off the premises, he can be charged with grand theft auto.
Yeah, I don't think he should do that. All right, thank you for calling. Are you a cop?
And my brother is a police officer, and I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He will charge him if he pulls it off the premises because it is not his.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hey, T, don't do that, man. T.
He hung up.
Oh no.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this sports season on Prize Picks. Whether you're a football fan, a basketball fan, a fan of both, like me, it always feels good to be right. You're so caught up in the NFL season right now, you can almost go like, oh my God, that's right. It's NBA season also. So look at the games this week and make some bets. I mean, check out the Falcons. They're playing the Dolphins. The Dolphins are so bad. I would put money on Michael Penix. This guy's going to light up the Dolphins. And here's the beautiful thing about Prize Picks is it brings you into the game. Like passive games like this, like the Falcons and Dolphins, again, the Dolphins are so bad, you'll actually be interested in the game because you got money on it. Follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click. Whether it's a friend, a celebrity partner, or just someone who picks like you, hit the follow button and check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code BURTSHOW to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That code is BURTSHOW to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
For the life of me, I can't figure out why guys want to do this every week. But here's Second Date Update. Here's the premise behind it. Guy goes out with woman, thinks he has a great date, can't get return phone call back. So what he'll do is what I think is really the smart way to go. Call her live on the air and find out why she won't return his calls. All right, let's go ahead and reset this. Richard/Rick calls us up yesterday, has a great, great first date with Alicia. Takes her to the Palm.
Yes.
Takes her to Blue Point.
Oh, yeah.
Takes her to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Takes her to the Velvet Room. They hang out till 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Has a great time. So he's expecting a second date. He calls her back once, twice, three times, no call back.
Drops about $400.
Yeah, $400 or $500 on her. And can't figure out why. So he thought it'd be a good idea to call us up yesterday and call Alicia out on the air while he was talking to her and find out exactly why there was no second date. So we did that. We called Alicia on the air. Hi, Alicia.
Hello.
Hi, this is Bird and Lindsay and Melissa and Jeff calling from Q100. Hey, Alicia, we have Richard on the phone here with you. And he thinks that you guys had a great first date a couple of weeks ago. He said that you guys had a great time at the Velvet Room. Dinner was great. The movie was kick-ass. And he's called you a couple of times, emailed you a couple of times, and he's just been getting the cold shoulder. And, Richard, why don't you talk to her?
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Rich.
Yeah, what's going on? How come I haven't heard from you?
Well,
I had a great time with you. And
I thought so.
Well, to be honest with you, during the course of the evening, you made this statement about how you really worked hard in your 20s, and now that you've turned 30, you want to start playing a little more. And I didn't tell you, but I actually have a 3-year-old son.
You have a 3-year-old son?
Yeah, and I know you're not looking to get married yet, and you want to just kind of play and have fun for the next few years, and you're not looking to settle down. And
you're not kidding. You have a 3-year-old son?
Yeah, I have a little boy, and I don't tell people. I you know, when I go on a date with a guy, you know, just getting to know him, it's kind of like an audition, you know, because I'm not just looking for a boyfriend or a husband. I'm also looking for a dad for my little boy, and you failed the audition.
That's legit. I mean, that she just feels legit. Like, yeah, she just feels like she's looking for somebody a little bit more settled. You know, she's also looking for, I mean, inevitably, a father and somebody that she can spend the rest of her life with.
Right.
No, I understand.
Exactly.
I understand it. She has a kid, and she's got to look out for not only herself, but the child is. I wish I had found out earlier, because to be honest, I probably wouldn't have wasted all that money.
Ooh.
I mean, it was kind of just like a free night out for mom otherwise.
Oh, that's
okay,
not
Rich,
right.
You know, okay, Rich, you know what? That's not nice. That's not fair. And also, it was your choice to spend that much money. She never said to you, I need a fancy schmancy date. You could have taken her out to a nice restaurant, and that's it. And that would have been a fun evening. She wasn't asking for you to drop $400 for her.
Alicia, you want to respond to him for all the single moms listening?
Well, yeah, I've kind of taken aback that he would say something like that. It isn't as if I asked you to take me to the Velvet Room and into the Palm. I would have been just as happy if we'd done something less expensive. And it's not as if you asked if I had any kids.
Well, I understand, but it's not as if you said either. I just think I don't see that there's anything wrong with me taking you out, doing the best I can on the date, and treating you as well as I can. Obviously, I did it not knowing at all that you had, you know, not to be rude, but you know, baggage.
If you can afford it, then
not Rich. What is wrong with you? I mean, obviously,
I'm just a little upset. I understand that she wants
you would not have taken her out if she had. I now understand why she doesn't tell anybody about the kid, because you totally treat her differently and insult her.
Yeah, what do you mean
three
baggage?
Times.
It's her child. It's not baggage.
Well, just be honest is all I'm saying up front from now on.
Why is every guy who comes on this stupid second date thing bury themselves into singlehood forever?
Because it's ego. It's not ego.
It is. No, it's not.
You didn't like the answer you got.
Alicia, didn't you expect me to be completely honest with you? I just expected the same.
Well, if you were an honest person, you would have tried to impress me so hard.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
Alicia, is there some validity to telling people before you go out on a date that you have a child? Is that something that other single mothers tend to do?
None of my friends do.
No?
Because the guy treats you differently. Look at how Rich's impression of me has changed.
Right.
Just finding out that I have a little boy. Now it's completely different.
No, but... Well, it's not like, hey, I didn't know you were allergic to dogs, and I have a dog at my apartment.
My child's not a dog.
No, I know, exactly. It's a big, big deal that you really should let people know ahead of time. But what if some guy had taken you out, and you're having a great time and everything, and later on you find out that maybe he's been divorced a couple times and has, like, 5 kids and 1 at home and a few others with a couple other women or something? Aren't these things that you'd want to know up front? What you're getting into.
But I think up front is fair enough to be after the first date.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, well, do you have to put everything on the table in the first date?
Alicia, this isn't the first date you've had in 3 years, obviously.
No, it's not.
And you never tell the guy on the first date that you have a child? Never have before?
When do you usually tell them?
Yeah.
Like third or fourth.
Yeah.
Third or fourth date.
What is the usual response? Or the typical response?
The typical response is that they're not exactly excited. Well, actually, a few guys are. You know, they're happy to get to know my son, but, you know, it makes them jumpy.
Yeah. Sure. I think,
you know.
But don't you feel like you're kind of roping them into it if you wait that many dates where you're creating an interest in yourself? I mean, part of your package now is your son. And
it's not just roping them in, though. I want to get to know them, too. I don't want to introduce my child to some guy who isn't what he seems to be. I mean, a lot of guys act really nice on the first few dates because they're trying to impress you.
But that's not... I mean, you seem to be someone who's not a single mom, and then you turn out to be a single
mom. What's a single mom supposed to be?
Well, in other words, you say nothing about a child, and then 3 to 4 days. I mean, I was lucky enough to find out after one day. You're saying you tell some guys after 3 or 4 dates. That's not fair.
See, I think I'd just be surprised after the third date or the fourth date.
Well, we also have to remember that she decided not to go out with you again.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, she cut it off when she realized that you weren't going to be interested in that. She went ahead and just said, you know what, no more.
Yeah, maybe that's where the real fault lies there, Alicia. And you just, after he called you 2 or 3 times, you called him up and then said, you know what, I just realized you're not the kind of guy that I'd want to go out with because I have a child. Maybe that's the way to handle it.
The Burt Show.
This guy went from zero to hero. When he was working with Kid Rock, people didn't even know his name. It's Uncle Cracker, and you know his name now.
What's going on, dude?
Nothing. What's happening?
This thing is all, this is hitting fast, isn't it?
I'm here to apologize for not calling in yesterday.
Man, why are you talking us out like that, dude? What happened? What did we ever do to you?
Man, you know what? It wasn't on purpose.
What happened?
I did this thing yesterday where we played New York City, and you know that's the record label Heaven, and that's the spank and thank thing.
Right.
You know, you got the meet and greet, and you got the record label party, and you do that thing, and something happened where I didn't go to bed.
Oh, matching that.
Right. But then I had something to do for like the 7:30, 8 in the morning thing, and then, I don't know what happened.
Do you just despise doing these kind of interviews, going from station to station, or is it still pretty cool for you?
I can be honest when I say I do love doing the interviews. I do like doing the phoners. It just, you know what sucks more than anything?
Yeah, when it gets in the way of your partying.
That was an accident.
If I read correctly yesterday, you and Kid Rock are all hanging out since you're kids.
Right.
And then you start playing with him. And then before you know it, you're recording your own album in the back of his tour bus.
Yep.
Is that the story right there?
That's pretty much the story.
Cool. Good talking to you. Thanks for coming in. What an incredible story. Now, and you met through your brother?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they went up against each other in this DJ competition. And this was back, I was 13, and it was at some teen club.
Yeah.
It was actually a bar that turned into a teen club on Sunday nights. So, like, the famous DJ back in Detroit back in, like, in the 80s was a guy named The Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on WJLB. That was up in Detroit, so nobody here cares about that. But he held this DJ competition, and my brother and Kid Rock went up against each other in this contest thing. And something happened. They became good friends, and then me and Kid Rock became best friends out of it.
Wow, cool. Very cool.
They fell out over something stupid, and, you know, we became good friends. I don't know how it happened, really, but...
So he basically broke up with the girl, and you snuck right in.
That's kind of what happened.
Doesn't every
right
guy do that?
Brother. No, see, it was just... No, my brother was just one of them kids who didn't really care about anything.
Yeah.
You know, so... And I don't know. Which makes him a good manager these days.
I'm guessing Kid Rock is probably the same way. He didn't care about a hell of a lot.
No,
come on, the guy is coming out to the... What was it? What award show was it a couple of weeks ago? With a big old joint in his hat?
Was it the MTV Awards?
Yeah, it was the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
You know, he cares. You know, he actually has a heart, and he cares, and... You know, he's one of them guys, I don't know, like, you know what question I get a lot is, you know, would you want him to marry your daughters type thing?
Only if your daughter's Pamela Anderson. You must have been high-fiving him all the way down the street with the Pamela Anderson thing,
man. Are they getting married?
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
It's cool for you to sit back and watch that, though. Here's a guy you're spinning with since you're like 13, and now he's dating Pamela Anderson.
No, it's good, man. You know, high fives are good. I've been gone, though. I've been... You know, that whole Kid Rock thing took a break, like, what, 6, 7 months ago?
Yeah.
And, you know, I watched all them cats go home. And, you know, while they all went to Detroit, I went, you know, the opposite direction. And I've been promoting this record for myself.
Are you done talking about the Kid Rock years and stuff and just ready to move on to the Uncle Cracker thing?
No, not that I'm done talking about it, because I'm still with the Kid Rock thing. You know, we're doing another record with that. And, you know, he's my best friend. My loyalty's there. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, so... I just, you know, I'm not done tired of it. And there's absolutely no way people are going to... quit asking me about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to get on your nerves,
man.
It's a big
shadow.
It's going to get on your nerves, though.
Besides, he's, you know, he's hanging
out. No, it's over. I mean, it's already got on my nerves.
Yeah.
You know, it started out when the record came out and it didn't sell. Then it got on my nerves and it was like, wait a minute, enough with the Kid Rock stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because there wasn't enough Uncle Cracker stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the record started selling and then the Kid Rock questions weren't so bad.
Right.
You know, because there was more Uncle Cracker. It was all right.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Plus, it doesn't suck that he's dating Pamela because, you know, all the other girls on VIP are pretty hot.
And, yeah.
You need a
phone. You're getting hooked up. So, this must be kind of almost like a bit of a culture shock to you now, because now you're the guy in the forefront. And you're going through the stuff that kids been going through the last couple of years. This must be pretty damn cool for you.
It's I'll tell you what, it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
I have no complaints right now. And
the things that stink about it, though, are like getting up at 7 and being push and pulled, and you didn't have to do that stuff before?
Right, because, you know, if I wanted to get up at 9, I'd have went to college. You know, like, I got one of them things. That's why I didn't go get one of them high-paying jobs.
I think it's like inside. Like, how much do you get, like, off of every single that's sold? I mean, have you gotten, like, the first huge check yet?
No. In fact, I haven't seen a penny from this record.
Seriously.
I mean, you know, everything's about a year behind. You know, you could go in, you could record a record today and sell 1 million copies tomorrow, and the third day you'd end up with nothing.
Really?
And it'd probably take about a year before you saw anything from it.
So you haven't been able to buy anything really cool yet?
No, I think,
don't get me wrong.
I got that Kid Rock record, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
That was pretty good.
That's right.
That's why my record was kind of a bonus. Nobody needed this record. You know what's going to be sweet, though, is when it does come in. That'll be nice.
Yeah, it will.
My accountant will be all happy. You know?
Be rolling around naked.
We're back
on
in
that
the black.
Shit.
Yeah. You know? Like, it was red for a while.
How many cars do you have? Come on.
Five, it's okay.
Six.
I mean, if you can't even count the amount, you can't remember how many cars you have, you got a lot of cars.
Yeah, like I said, though, I haven't been home in a while either.
If it's slipping your mind, can I have
one? It's fresh, though. I just bought an El Camino, though. That is so sweet.
Dude, I dig El Caminos.
The 71 with the 454. This thing is rad.
We were just talking about El Caminos the other day.
Those things are dope. Those things are sweet.
That's a good thing, right, dope? That's good.
Dope's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Little Jewish man equals no slang.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Look at the schnout. Does that mean we're going to end the interview now?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. No, you guys brought it up. I didn't. I like everybody.
As long as they're buying your record.
As long as they're buying the record.
As long as the little Jewish guy keeps playing track number 7, I'm digging the Jews. So you got the new CD coming out. Are we going to like start seeing you in movies and TV and all this too?
You know what? I'm going to stay out of the movies. And, you know, the record's out now. It's called Double Wide. And, you know, the single, obviously, Follow Me. And the next single's Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And I'm just here that, you know, hoping that you're going to, you know, put the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah song in and press repeat.
Isn't Follow Me, isn't it about a dude that wants the woman to leave his wife and come hang out with him?
It's just kind of like, you know, what you don't know won't hurt you, or what they don't know won't hurt them.
It's about infidelity.
It's a very War of the Roses.
You're a dark, dark person.
Infidelity. I live in a dark place.
I live in a very dark place.
Yeah.
You know what you need to find? What? Judaism.
You need the golden Torah.
The little beanie starter kit.
The yarmulke, man.
Yeah.
Uncle Cracker, he's a spin the
converting.
Dreidel.
I'm going to be, I'm going to turn into one.
Listen, when you finish your conversion, I've already got your first spin the dreidel of love.
I've converted. In fact, I'm halfway converted.
Just from being this close to Bert?
Yep.
Yeah, Judaism is contagious, dude. You'll walk out of here. You want gefilte fish and masa, and you won't even know why.
I already can't stand Christmas.
See?
I can feel it. There's a lot of love in here.
You get 8 days.
That's right. Good meeting you. Really
nice meeting you, too, dude.
I appreciate it.
Uncle Cracker in studio this morning.
The Bert Show.
It's tough enough being a single mother on the best days, but how about when your ex-husband pays no attention to your child and has no intention at all of taking care of his responsibilities? Well, we take care of those people with a little bit we called Deadbeat Dad Patrol.
Courtney called us yesterday, told us, she emailed us weeks ago and told us about her ex-husband, who they've been divorced for years now. They have a 7-year-old child, but he doesn't pay any child support. He completely bucks the system, gets around it, uses the system, and hasn't talked to his child in 4 years and hasn't paid any child support in years and years and years. Also, in fact, they're behind about $9,000. So we went to check this guy out. We hired a couple of private investigators and found out everything she was saying about him was absolutely true. So we sent Tommy down to his hotel yesterday because he was in town for the weekend just to confront the guy, show him a picture of his daughter, and remind him that he's about $9,000 behind on his child support. Well, the guy didn't show up and didn't come out of his hotel by the end of the show at 10 yesterday. So Tommy, being the gamer he is, stayed there till 8:30 last night.
Man.
Till the guy finally came out of hiding. And this is what happened when Tommy taped this yesterday, last night at about 8:30.
There he is right there. There he is. Hey, excuse me. Is this a picture of your daughter right here? First off, my name is Tommy Stowe. I'm with the Bert Show with Q100 Radio, and I'm here to remind you that you owe $9,000 on your child support.
Dude, what the f***?
Is this your daughter?
Who the f*** are you?
Dude, you don't have to get rude to me, okay? I'm here to ask you something.
Well,
you owe $9,000 on your child support, and I'm here to find out if you're going to pay it or not.
What? Get the f*** out of my face right now. I don't know who you are. I don't know what the f*** you want, but get that picture out of my face and get yourself out.
Dude, get your hands off of me. Get your f***ing hands off of me.
You, get the f*** out of my face right now. I'm going to beat the f*** out of you.
You need to pay your damn child support.
I'll pay my f***ing... I don't even know who you are telling me what I should do. Get out of my face right now. I'm going to throw you across this f***ing parking lot.
Just got in his car, man. He just slammed his door. You're a deadbeat dad, man! Hey, dude, you got to pay your child support, man! Dude, he slammed his door and he's driving off. He just sped out of here.
The Burt Show.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.